Okay. Orlo Ukleya Kerim Mitstarfim Zemze. If Shimon Oimer ain't Mitstarf. Okay, this Mishnah Chur is a Pella. I mean, we just got finished saying straight through that you can only be Mitzuruf Lamalkis if it's the same Shem or Yisr. I said before that a nevela of a Bema Toyer with a Bema Tameh is not Mitzuruf, because that's nevela, that's Eiv Menachai. Over here we had Pigal and Noiser, so that the Gemara came up with a special Pasuk, that they're all in the same Pasuk, L'yechel Kekedeshu. But Oren Klai Kerem should be Mitzuruf, Zem Zem. There's no pshat whatsoever here. We don't know at all what's going on over here. Is the eitzah they have, the tzion them, that they're tyson of that this Mishnah is going according to Reb Meir. There's a Reb Meir that the Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah who says, Minayin l'chol isurin shebat Torah shemitztarfim zeh mzeh, shenema lo seichal kol toyevo, kol shektiyafti lo acharei b'val toicha. Reb Meir has a new Issa, a general Issa, the whole Torah. Lo seichal kol toyevo, included in that is all isuri achila. So Reb Meir's got a magical, he has a magical pasuk that links everything now. Now all Isuri Achila are linked, and they all have the same lap. So about it, they'll be Mitzuruf. Now the problem, of course, is that the previous Shana is not going that way. I mean, this one, we needed a post in the veil. We do it in the veil. I mean, we said that everybody held over there that Nevela of Abema Temeya, Nevela of Abema Torah, is not Mitzuruf. Because this has the Issa Nevela, and this has the Issa Temeya. What happened with Sochel Kol Tomei? It takes a Siontiv, and he throws up his arms. He says, we have no choice but to say that this Mishnah is Chaylek and all the previous Mishnayos. It's a very strange thing. All the Mishnayos in the Perek are going according to everybody. This one Mishnah, for some reason, is going according to Temeya. It's a difficult Issa. There is no good answer here. Some want to say it because Hazeva claims that when we said in that Mishnah that it's not Mitzuruf, we meant it's not Mitzuruf for Issa Nevela, if you'll give Hasra Nevela. But in Hanami, if you'll give the Hasra of Loisechal, of Loisechal Teva, you will get Malkus. It's a problem. I mean, the straight way to go is this Mishnah is Chaylik on all the previous Mishnahs. I why punk the last Mishnah should be Chaylik on all the other Mishnahs? Difficult. A problem. Reb Shimon Omer ain't mitzdarf. Okay, Reb Shimon seems to be in the mainstream Jewish thought. It's not mitzdarf. It's not mitzdarf. Why should mitzdarf? Oh, Fred Gemara, I got a bigger problem here. What does it mean mitzurf? It means I took a chotzizayis of Orla and a chotzizayis of Klai Akera. I ate them together. But to a chilas pas, I get mal. So that's good. It's not mitzdarf. Fred Gemara, Reb Shimon. Umit zorch Reb Shimon letzarufe. What does Reb Shimon have to do with tziruf? Reb Shimon is the famous sheet in Makis that you don't need a shear for Malkis. There's no such thing as a shear. If you eat a kolsh, you get Malkis. So what does it mean? Ain't mitzdarf. It's ridiculous. You don't have to be mitzdarf. If you eat a kolsh of Orla, a kolsh of Al-Klaim, you get Malkis for that alone. What does it mean? It's ain't mitzdarf. You're going to get Malkis anyway. Don't do it tziruf. It's a mistake. Tni ain't tzrichen letzarif. That's what he said. Not it's not mitzdarif. You don't need tziruf. Okay. A difficult mission, that's the truth. Okay, the next one is not that much better. Habeged, the asak, there's different types of material. Beged is a regular beged, same with pishtim. Sak is made out of, it's a heavier material, it's made out of say or of izim, like of the hair of the animals, or is leather. Mappets is even a heavier type material, it's made out of reeds. Now, each one of these has a separate shear for Gabolas Tumu. Beged is Gimel Etzvos, that's the smallest shear. Sak is Dalet Tvochim, or is 5 Tvochim. Mapitz is 6 Tvochim. So Lechura, according to what we learned, since they don't have the even if we'll call it Tumos or Shovim, but it's definitely Shiurim, Einam Shovim, they shouldn't be Mitzdarif. They should not be Mitzdarif, and I'll take... Let's say I have a piece of sock that's short, a little bit of the 4x4, and I'll fill it in with a piece of beget. Lechura, that should not be mitzuruf, because it's ain't shurim shov. But the Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah says, "Habeged v'asak, asak v'ha'or, or ha'mapitz, kulon mitstarfim zem zeh." They're all mitstarif. As everyone points out, it means mitstarif for the kal, for the biggest shia. Means if you have mapitz and beged, you can't take a little mapitz and complete the shia of the beged, because the beged is a small, it's a mochumer digger shia. The beged could be mashlim the shia of the sack. It goes up. Also, Taisha says, they're going to point out that it's only each one. That beged and sack will be mitzurv. Sack and or will be mitzurv. Or and mapitz will be mitzurv. Beged is gimel etzboyis. Sack is 4 tfochim, or is 5 tfochim, mapitz is 6 tfochim. It's only the one, it's each neighbor. Beged can be mitzurv with sack, but beged can't be mitzurv with or. Rashi's lotion is because the shiurim are close. Only the ones that have a close shear. Oh, yeah. Taisa says it looks a little different, that they mischaber better. The two that are closest can be mischaber. I'm sorry, Taisa says shiurim karoivin zelozeh. The ones that are close. Right, Taisa and Shabbos, I think, says because only the ones next to each other will be mischaber, technically. The others don't mix. They're too far apart in quality. Now, the problem is, why should there be mitzuruf? Omer Reb Shimon, Matam, why are they mitzuruf? L'chura, it's ain't shum shum. Mipnei shein ru'uyin letamei b'moyshev. In Moishev, in Tumas Moishev, we'll see, they all have the same shear. Let's try to see the Bryce. And this Bryce, a tonne, is an explanation of that. See, it's a funny Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah, when it brings this Mishnah, it says, as an explanation, Reb Shimon, Kiddisnan Hamakatzeya. So when you read here, it sounds like a new thing. It's an explanation, goof, what Reb Shimon is saying. Tonne, let's see what it says there. Kitza Mikulon, not that the word Shloisha has to go out. Kitza Mikulon. The osamehen beged lemishkov shloisha lemoishav tefach lachiza kolshu. Now, again, the common pshat, we'll go to Rashi and Sukkah, the simplest pshat. Kitsa mikulon, meaning not all together. He took mikulon, any one of them. Now, kitsa means he had in mind to make it directly for the mishkav, or it means he cut it purposely. Mashveyu soviv soviv v'izemel masak l'yofa. He made a nice piece. Yeah, well, yeah. To cut off, yeah. Yeah, Rashi learns here means mashveyu soviv, so not just to cut, but to cut neatly. To make, right. So, if you'll take any one of them, you know, these shiurim that we have, 4, 5, 6. That's dumb if you have a piece. But if I'll bedafke take a piece, I'll make it special for a moishev, for a mishka, whatever is over there. And what'll be the shear? Lemishkov, shloishetvach. Lemoishev, a tefach. Lachiza, whatever it is. We'll see in a minute what that means. But that means that in this din, they do share a shear. Because the shear, if you make it specifically for a mishkov, Mishkov means like a patch on a patch on a pillow, or Moshe a patch on the donkey's saddle, whatever. So there, what's the shear of all of them? By Moshe it's shloisha. I'm sorry, by Mishkov it's shloisha. By Moshe it's tefach. By Chiz it's kolshu. So in one type of tumor, they share a shear. They are shiur and shoven. It's an interesting thing. Well, what's Beged, sack, and devil. Is it called shur and shove or not? It's an interesting thing. It depends. Standardly, it's not called shur and shove. Because this needs 4, needs 5, needs 6. But there's one case where they are shur and shove. If you'll be makatseya a piece for a mishkov, the shear of all these things is shloisha. Moishav, the shear of all these things is tefach. Achiza, the shear of all these things is kolshu. So since there are other pshat here, but this is the simplest, I think, is the word Rashi and Sukkah. The since in one tumor, they are shurim shavim, so they get a din of shurim shavim, and they can be mitzuruf even in the cases where they're not shurim shavim. Fragment, what's achiza? Mishkov, we understand it's on a bed. Why it's so small? Because you can use it as a patch on a pillow. Moisha, because you use a patch on a saddle. What's up, achiza? Mailach, he's Omer Shal Shabyanai, Shekin Oimid Lenavlo. The Navlo basically means weaving. Basically, I don't understand it about in those fancy Gemaras, but in the weaving process, at a certain point, they had to smooth down the strings or something. Anyway, so at that point, the weaver needed to protect the finger, so they would wrap around the shtikl shmata on the finger, you know, just to protect the finger. So that's called shul. The people who deal with the te'enim, so they don't want to get... They're cutting the te'enim, so they don't want to get hands all... they don't want to get the hands all mushy with the stuff that drips out, so they also wrap something on the fingers. They get wet from the te'enim, they wipe it off with a kol shu. They would lose a little piece for that. Okay. Agav... We mentioned yesterday, I think it was yesterday, it's hard to keep track anymore, but yesterday's mission, this business, Shurim Shom, it says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua. So he said yesterday, the Gemara in Yuma says that the Chachomim are choylik on that. There's some sort of a mystical Chachomim, knowing where they are, that are choylik, and they hold this tziruf even by Tumos Ovelo Shi'uro. The question that bothers people is that once the Gemara makes a chachomim, so why is the Rambam so sure to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? The way we learn, there's no choylik here, but the Gemara says there's a choylik. This is a Rabbi Yeshua against some sort of Tanakam somewhere. So why is everybody so sure to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua? If Avtzheim, there are different ways. Avtzheim goes, he calls, he thinks it's a machloikis, v'achakach stam. Because this Mishnah said, Sheretz in Avela is not Mitzurif. That's like Rabbi Yeshua. This Mishnah basically is like Rabbi Yeshua. Because this Mishnah is saying, these things are basically Tumosom Shovim and Shurim Shovim. But the Mishnah has a question. Matam, why are they Mitzurif? You see, this Mishnah is assuming, like Rabbi Yeshua, that you need Shurim Shovim. So it has a question, so why are they Mitzurif? We come up with this Teretz that they have some sort of, they have a Shurim Shovim somewhere. So he claims, you see, these Mishnahs are, even we assume there is some sort of machloikis here, but from here on, Rebbe shifted to Rebbe Yeshua. So it's a machloikis v'achakach stam, and therefore the Rambam knew to paskin like Rebbe Yeshua. Okay. Whew. Okay, how are you, Moyo? Hanenim and Ayegdish. Shove pruta. Let's get some basic rules here. I mean, it'll take us a day or two to figure out where everything comes from, but the basic rules, the way Tosis sets it up all over Shas, as a qualified statement, because there definitely is a different system, the Rambam, but the way Tosis sets it up, there's two types of Me'ilah. There's Me'ilah of Hanor, and there's Me'ilah of Hoitzor Meshus L'Shus. There's two separate things going on over there. As you can be Moyel by being Nene from something of Hegdish. Hegdish has a kois shell, a silver cup. You go into the Beis HaMikdash, you bring your diet snapple, you pour it into the Hegdish's cup, and you take a drink. Those are me'ilah. There was no shini reshus, they were chlal, you didn't do anything. But you were nene, that's pure nene. In nene gufo, we spoke before, there's going to be two levels. There's nene with pagam, nene without pagam. That we'll say that's on Mishra right away. There's another type of Milah, which is called Hitzor Mishus L'Shus, which basically means I take something of Hegdish, I switch it to Shus. This belongs to Hegdish, I take it and I give it to you. So he says, that's not called Hanor. That's a big discussion, but that's not Hanor. Then the Milah is because I took it out from the Shus of Hegdish. Don't do it Hanor. It's two separate things going on here. And we'll have to plow that out from all these psukim. There's a whole bunch of psukim here. But meantime, let's see. It starts off with All the time. She asks, how much is Yotz L'chum? We'll get to that. When you make a Tzor L'shus, the whole thing goes out. If you use it, L'chum T'Tavis Anor goes out. That we have to see. We'll get to that. Again, that depends on Tushas Dom, Tushas Aguf. Tushas Aguf never goes out. It's Moyel HaChamoyel. Like Behemas Kodshim, you have a Shlomim, you take a ride on it, the Reichev HaChareichev, everybody's Moyel, because there's no way to get it out of there. We'll come to that. We'll get to that. Won't take very long, because the whole thing's over in 2 days, but... It's a quick fix. Hanenem in a hegdish. Shove pruto. Afo pishaloi pogam. Moal. Divrei Akiva. Again, now pogam. Again, keep these two things in mind. When I'm nene from something, nene means I got to show a pruta's worth of hano. Poga means it lost the shavas pruta worth of value. Now those two things definitely don't have to go together. I can be nena without pagam. When I drink from Hegdish's cup, there's no pagam whatsoever. That thing did not change in value. But I was nena zich, I was nena. However you evaluate that hano, there's a hano there. The jewelry the Gemara will have. She puts on a necklace of Hegdish. I said, no, but there's no pagam there. There's no pagam there. The necklace doesn't use value because one person wore it. On the other hand, you can have pagam without nene. And go into the Beis HaMikdash and smash their cup. That's a pagam. There's a definite loss of Hapshavakut there, but there's no nene there. I'm convinced what's going on over here. Off to see. It does state in Rebbe Akiva, nene without pagam is more. Chachomim oimrim, this is the rule we usually deal with. Kol dover sheyesh bo pagam, loimol at sheyifkoim. She'ein bo pagam, kemish nene mo. That's it. If it's pagamable, you gotta be poigin. If it's not pagamable, then you don't have to be poigin.
It's not pagamable.
What?
It's not pagamable.
I'm saying the Mishnah, fake's good. Chavre b'dan nozi. Keitzad. Nosna katlu b'tzavoro. That's called not darko b'pagam. That doesn't mean it's not pagamable. You can smash it. But it's a normal usage. There's no pagam in a necklace. Tabaz b'yodo. Shosu b'koy shel zov. Kemen shenen amol. There's no need for pagam. Because it's not. That's called a dov shein b'pagam. Masha ein kein lovash b'choluk. An article of clothing, the Gemara understands, is automatically pagam. Because when you wear something, it does lose some value. Wearing a garment does affect it. Kisa betalas. Bika bekardim. A kardim is also normal because when you use a hatchet, it's going to get worn down. So that's that there. Loimol achi yifkoi. Okay. Now, hanena minachatz, we had this three times already. We'll keep it one more day when we'll finally find what it actually means. What? We'll see. We don't know what the... We'll see in one second. Let's come back and say. Hanena minachatos. Again, we spoke already. We'll see it tomorrow. Tomorrow, the next day. We're going to actually detail. We're talking about... a chatos. Now, a behemoth tmima shel hegdish is considered a dov she'en bo pagam. Because it has no value. You can't lose value. It goes under Mizbeah. You're not going to chip away at its value. Here we're talking about a Bemis Balas Mum. A Chatas Balas Mum. A Chatas Balas Mum is a Medes Lepidion. That means there's a value cheshman here. So that means it can lose the value. So that's called a Dov Sheyesh Bo Pagam. So you won't be mulled till you poigin. Kishi Mesa, once it's dead, we said to Rashi said before, we'll see it tomorrow. Then it's not a Medes Lepidion anymore. It's not a Punish Kolom. It's nothing. So it has, again, no value. There's no value cheshbon over there. So came shenen amol. Okay. Now, Rebbe Akiva, what's the problem? What did Rebbe Akiva say here? Chachomim say with the way we understand usually. If it has pagam, you got to be poigim. If it doesn't have pagam, now it's not usually pagam, you don't need pagam. What did Rebbe Akiva say? Lechura Rebbe Akiva is being choylik, that even in a dovah sheyesh lo pagam, you don't need pagam. That's what he said. He was going to have a machloikis there. Tana umoide Rebbe Akiva lechachomim bedover sheyesh bo pgam. Rebbe Akiva is masking to the chachomim as in a dover sheyesh bo pgam. You're not nene till you make the pgam. No, so we lost the machloikis. And so where's the machloikis? That means Rebbe Akiva was talking in a dover sheyesh bo pgam. So what's the machloikis? Everybody holds nene like pogam over there. V'maiko miflige omarova bilavush mitzio umilmole milmalech. How do they fix it? They got dots over there.
Malmela,
okay. They have a footnote, how do you know that? Ruach HaKedesh. What? Still my Messiah, Ishmi Piyish. Ishmi Piyish, me. Okay. Anyway, whatever it is. Now, Levush, interesting Gemara. What's made Levush Metziah? Levush Metziah, we understand. Levush Metziah means a middle clothing, you know, as opposed to an outer garment. An outer garment is nifgam right away because it's affected by the elements. The inner garment, the underwear, is right away nifgam because from the body wear. But a middle thing, I guess a shirt, maybe a jacket as opposed to a coat, that's not so pagamable. That's up for grabs. A malmola, whatever you call it over there, according to Rashi, it's a very fine, it's very, very fine, a delicate zach, and it's worn very infrequently. So the way, one way to go, the way Tosis learns is that avada, I mean, it's a garment. It is nitin lepgam, but not now. It's not nifkam right away. It's nifkam after a lot of usages, because the middle garment is protected by the out and the inside, and this mamoli business is worn very infrequently. So there's pagam, but not pagam now. It's a thing that it's darko pifkam after a lot of usages. And that's the machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Akiva holds that that's not called pagam. That's all, because in my usage, it's not a dover yesh bo pagam. In Mela, you moil with nena without pagam. Chachom says, sov kol sov, there's pagam there. At the end of the line, there's azak, which is nivgam. It may not take one use, it may take 10 wearings of that suit, but it is nivgam, and it's a dover yesh bo pagam. In Mela, to be moil, you need pagam. The problem with that pshat is, as I always say in Daf Yomi, the problem is only one day long. You know, today there's no problem. Tomorrow there'll be a problem. Next day, Baruch Hashem, shouldn't be over. The Gemara says next that a silver cup, which is the classic case of Ein Bo Pagam, it's a golden cup. What is it? Sorry, golden cup. That's the case of Ein Bo Pagam. The Gemara says, "What Ein Bo Pagam? You use a golden cup for 50 years. Don't be Nivgam. Was any jewelers here? That's ridiculous. Of course, it's going to wear down a little bit." And the Gemara says, "No, it's Pagam. It was Pagam down the line." So you see, a Pagam down the line is called Ein Bo Pagam. You're telling me now that is the Machloikis. It's a problem. Let's take some self-esteem that cash. The Rabbam learns that everything in the Pshat there. Oh, I'm sorry. So they adjust the Pshat. They say the Pshat's like this. These Begodim have a Pagam now, right away. But they're not Nikar the Pagam. It's a little different. Not that Pagam happens later. It happens right away. But you don't see it. I guess it's very slight. Mele, that's the Machloikis. Rabbi Kiva holds, since it's not Nikar the Pagam, it's called Ein Bo Pagam. Und Rabbon hold, Nikar Shmikar, the Maizid is a Pagam, you have to be Pagam. The Ram comes into Santa Pshat here.
Wearing it.
Right. That's machlokes. That's machlokes. Because it's not nikah. That's what Tosfos says. He's stuck here. At first, he wants to say there's no pagam till later, but that can't be the answer because the Gemara will say later. Clearly, that's called pagam. I don't know. It's not pagam. One second. Where is it? Miyad avol ainu nikah. It's a level in pagam. The Ram comes into Santa Maisir. Another pshat, it's not be'etzim de beged is a regular beged that has pagam. I'm wearing it in a very careful way. I'm being very protective of it. I wear it. Beged mitzias, I mean, I make sure I cover it from the outside, and I make sure I have something inside. I wear it. I'm wearing it in a way that it shouldn't be nivga. That's the machloikis. The chachomim hold. I don't care how you're wearing it. This thing. Is a dover, in its normal usage, it's nifkam. A zach that in its normal usage is nifkam, in order to be moil, you have to be poigim. The Rebbe Akiva holds, it depends on my usage. It's an interesting idea. In the normal use of this thing, I'm asking, it's a dover shen nifkam. But I'm using it in a way where it won't be nifkam. So that's considered a dover shen ein bo pagam. Okay, right there. Tana Rabbanan. We have a posuk somewhere in Vayikra. Nefesh ki simo mal, v'chota bishgogo, mikot she Hashem. Zog di gimbo. Tone rabono. Nefesh. Echer ha-yochir, echer ha-nosi, v'echer ha-moshiach. Me'ila is equal. Korbonis by chatos, that's the next parashah, the previous parashah there. There's a difference between a yochir, a rabim, and a nosi. Chatos yochir, chatos brings a soya, whatever it is over there. We'll see tomorrow what the Havamin is here. But a meal makes absolutely no difference. We don't take into account who you are. The din is always the same. I don't know. Let's hear some more questions. Yeah, nefesh ki simo mal v'chota b'shkoga mikot she Hashem. Behavi is Hashem ol Hashem. Okay, that's the posuk of me. First thing, nefesh doesn't matter who you are. Ki simo mal, ein mal el shinui. Mal means a change, some sort of change. V'cheinu oimer, ish ish ki siste ishtoi umol abomol. That's a change. She, She sort of changed herself. She didn't move out completely. It's not a real change, but it's a little bit of a change. She was also to the oilam, and she was matter herself somehow. V'yomer v'yimalu beli keyavoseyim v'yiznu acharei. It says habolim. The pasuk really says v'yiznu acharei aleya ameho oritz. So that's really changing, because they took them out, as the Tosafot will explain many times. They took themselves out. That's a Shini Rishus. They took themselves out from Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they brought themselves in to Rishus of something, Avodis Kechovim. Now, just for basics, the Shinoi, you have two psukim that you're running in. One is Soita, and one is Avodis Zora. Soita basically is Nene without a Shinui Rishus. Because she's not Ois, Ish. It's called a little Shinui. We could call it Shinui, but it's not a real Shinui. She didn't change her status. She's what she was before. She has a Sula Baila, but in terms of Shinui Rishus, no Shinui Rishus over here. She's the same Ish. It's Nene. Avodah Zorah is that other type of thing. That's how it's so Rishus Lashus without Nene. Zom Gonish, they think they have, but Zom Gonish from bowing down to that cow, Amaisa. It was a Shini Rishus without a Nene. Now, one more factor we have to know. In Soita, would we call it Pagam or not Pagam? Is that Nene without Pagam or Nene with Pagam? They understand it's Nene without Pagam because there's no Pagam here. I mean, either way you look at it. Rashi looks at it that he's not Pagim in her, because she's already a ba'ula. There's no soita unless she's a ba'ula. Mimbala de ishech. You need kod moshchivas ha'bala boil. The whole din of soita can only be by a ba'ula. So you're not poigim her. Tais says we're going the other way. We're talking about the woman. She's the nene, see? But she's not poigim the husband. So it's a nene without pagam. There is no pagam to discuss. So if you put it in the terms of what we spoke, soita would be a me'ila, quote unquote, of nene without pagam, because there's no pagam there. Avodah Zorah would be a nene of Shini Rishus without Ano. That's going to be your two, prototypes of Me'ila. Now, there's a third one. That happens to be nene with Pagam when you have Pagam. That's this whole mess here. Let's see what happens here. Now, Zog de Bryce says, Yochel Pagam Viloi Nene should be Milo Avada, because that's what Saita is. So Pagam. Now, again, we have to be careful. It's a very difficult price, I have to be honest. This gears, the price is like very... No, it's a very funny price, I have to tell you. We're going to give a list. What does it mean, Yochel? Yochel means, could it be that there's Me'ila here? And we're going to answer there isn't, right? Yochel Pogam V'loi Nene. Should there be Me'ila by Pogam V'loi Nene? Right? And why would we think there should be? Because of Saita. Saita is Pogam V'loi Nene. But we have to be very careful. The bride's going to answer there isn't, right? Well, just let's go slow here a minute. But there is Me'ila by Pogam V'loi Nene. I'm sorry, I'm going the other way. I'm making a mistake. Pogam V'loi Nene is the other way. Pogam V'loi Nene is how it is. I'm sorry. Oh, Nene V'lo Pogam. Let's start with Nene V'lo Pogam. It's easy to grab. I would have thought that there should be Me'ila by Pogam V'loi Nene or by Nene V'loi Pogam. Why? Nene v'loi pogam, I would have thought, because that's what Saita is. Pogam v'loi nene, because that's what Avodah Zorah is. Now, we have to be careful here. What are we talking about here? Let's take nene v'loi pogam. We're talking about a zach that has pogam or doesn't have pogam. Obviously, we're talking about something that does have pogam. Because if it doesn't have pogam, the truth is nene v'loi pogam is moyel. This price is saying, could it be that this Mila and Nenevel Pogam? Talmud Lomar, there isn't. What do you mean there isn't? The Mishnah says there is. Because this price is talking about a thing which has Pagam. So I would have had a Havamina that Nenevel Pogam is Me'ila even in a Pogam Zach. Why would I have thought that? Because that's what Soita is, right? Let's be careful. Soita, we said, is without Pagam. You're saying like this, because in Soita, Nenevel Pogam is Moyel. So too, I would think that in all cases, even with this pagam, nene v'loi pogam is enough. Says Tais, yeah, because if I didn't have anything else, I wouldn't have thought so much about the pagam. I would have looked at Saita. It's called Mila. What's the punch over there? Nene. I would have think that's what the Torah is marking on, the Nene. So I would have said, Nene, v'loy pogam, is moyo. I wouldn't think in terms of pogam. Fakert, by Avodah Zorah now. Pogam v'loy Nene. That should be, what's the case? Meaning you'll go to Hegdish and break their kois. You should be Nene. Where's there such a have? I mean, why should you think a thing like that? Because that's Avodah Zorah. But that's not Avodah Zorah. Because Avodah Zorah is to begam with a hitzor mishus l'shus. He don't have that. Vaitatoy says, without knowing anything else, I would have looked at Avodah Zorah and thought the crucial factor is not the hitzor mishus l'shus. It's the fact that you're poigim. That's what I would have thought. Now we have a whole list here. Uba mechubal karka. There should be meal and mechubal karka. We know there isn't. Why would I think that? So some say because we're learning from Saita and other mechubal koyis. It's grabbable. It's not so simple. That's another. That she asks that, but it is also. It's not about his Zohar, but it's also. He says. Yeah. That's exactly what he says. Or on the bottom, he says that the having is tamazay. Why shouldn't there be? There's no reason there shouldn't be. I have no reason not to. It's one of those. Ubishliya she'asa shlichuso. What's the din of shliya she'asa shlichuso? By Me'ilah is an interesting din. Even though Kol HaTorah Kula is ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Me'ilah is one of the exceptions. That means if I make a Shliach to be Moil, I'm Moil. I would have, that's a Chiddush. I would have thought Shliach She'asa Shlichuso, the Shliach is Moil, V'nomal. So the Gemara has four Yochels. There should be Moil in Pogam V'lonene, meaning breaking something of Hegdish. There should be Me'ilah in Nene V'loi Pogam, even where there's a Dovash Yesh Pogam. There should be Me'ilah in Mechubal Karka, and there should be Mila on the Shliach, if he does the Shlichus, like normal. Talmud Loimar V'choto. Says here, and this is a very important Xerishova, Hisimo Mal V'choto, and it says, by Trumo Chet, Losiso of Chet, Nema, so now we have another Mokka, Nechet Trumo, V'nema Chet B'Mila. Ma Chet, now we're going to learn from Trumo. Ma Chet Oma B'Trumo, Poigim Venene. Truma, we're talking about Achilas Truma. That's a classic Poigim Venene. Because as you eat it, you're losing the value. That's Mamish. Eating is the biggest Poigim Venene. Umi She Pogam Nene, we'll see. The same person who's Poigim is Nene. The guy who's eating the apple and who's costing the value, Truma, is the guy who's Nene. Ubedore She Poigim Boy Nene. The Pegam and the Nene are in the same thing. Upkimosu vanosu keecho, they happen at the same time. Ubitolu shmina karka, truma can only be in tol, shtoka tolu shmina chuba. Ubishliach she'osa shlichuso, when Reuven makes Shimon a shliach to take truma, it's as if Reuven took the truma. All these things I now learn up to me'ilo. Af cheto ome bime'ilo, poigem venene. In a case where it's pagam, I don't say nene v'loy pogam, because I would have taken that from soita that the key is nene. No, I see in trumo that you need poigim v'nene. Umishe pogam nene. Yeah, we'll be a shutfus, I do think. We'll go into Hegdish together. I'll be nene shava pruto, you'll be poigim shava pruto. No go. It has to be mishe pogam nene. Ubedovashe poigem boy nene. You have to be poigem and nene the same thing. Lemoshel. The Ram gives, okay, what would be a case not like this? You take a me'il, I guess sort of an apron, off a beged egdish, and you put it on. Where's the nene? From the apron. Where's the pagam? In the other beged, because you took it off of that beged. Or, you can have another case. I'm going to give another case. If I take a axe of Hegdish, big of a cordon, and I chop your wood, so I'm the poigim, but you're the nene. You can have cases like that. That's all not me'ilah, because we're learning up from truma. Truma, it happens in the same thing. The apple I eat is side of pagam, side of hano, and it's me eating and being and destroying at the same time. Upkimoso v'hanoso ke'echod. To happen at the same time. Oh, I have three of your snakes you have. Now, would you have a case? I don't know. Yeah, okay. You break it now and you use it a little bit later. You can make cases like that where you split the begam from the nene. Because this is important, because we're going to soon see that in Me'ilah, in Me'ilah Yimitzarif L'Zman Meruba, that means if I'm Nenech Chotzi Pruta today, and I'm Nenech Chotzi Pruta tomorrow, then Mitzurif and it's Me'ilah. Or if I'm Poigim Chotzi Pruta today, Chotzi Pruta tomorrow, it's Me'ilah. So the Pigimis are Mitzurif. They don't have to be at the same time. The Nenah doesn't. But the Nenah and the Pigima have to be at the same time. Ubatolush min akarka. So it's like we said a few times. There's no, what do you call it? There's no me'ilah by mechuber. Uveshliach she'osa shlichuso. Just like in truma, the shliach does. It's considered a shlichus and it counts for the mishaleach. So to me'ilah, if the shliach is oisa shlichuso, it's a mishaleach moal. That's the gemara kiddush in the sugi ben shliach d'varaveir. That me'ilah is yesh shliach d'varaveir because we learn up from truma. Okay. No. Not that way. But it works. In the classic case of Truma, it works. So in the case of Mila, it works. That's something I was making the limit. Yeah, okay. Okay, now. Oh, by the way, how do we know in Truma that you need nena upoy game? Because ishki yoichal truma. Mazik truma, there is no din like that. Mazik truma, you have to pay, but there's no chaymish. The parish of truma is only by achil, that we're learning up. Ishki yoichal kodesh, with chaymish, that's only by achil. If you're mazik truma, that's a different story. It's mazik matnes kunom, am shalotom. But the halachis of chaymish and that you have to replace it with truma, and all that business doesn't apply. So it's only by achil. Achil is your classic case of Neno Poigim. Okay. Now the price continues. It's like, it's mamish repetitive. It's almost like double talk here. Many people don't have the whole piece still. It will try slowly. Now, then we're continuing. Right here is two gears. It's too great to read the next. Either read like this. Ainli Elo Oichel Venene. The next words go out. It's Ainli Oichel Venene. Minayin Achilos of Achilas Chaveiro. Meaning, that's with the Vav. I only know Oichel Venene, where basically it means I'm doing it all. I'm the Oichel Venene. How do I know Achilos of Achilas Chaveiro? It's interesting din in me. We'll see it better in a second. I eat half a pruta, and I'm Meichel you half a pruta. That's also Me'ilah. I'm Nene Chotzi Pruta, and I give you to be Nene Chotzi Pruta. That'll also be Me'ilah. Anyone wants to know how we know that? We'll see. But it's Ainli Elo Oichel Venene, where I'm the Oichel Venene. How do I know? It's a funny reading. It's Ainli Oichel Venene. Minayin Achiloso. How do I know that works? The other one is without the Vov. That's simpler. Ainli Elo Oichel Nene Minayin. If you're learning up from Truma, we just said Truma is only Achilo. So how do you know that Nene works? B'chalal. Who said there's Mila B'Nene? If you're being so tight and learning everything up from Truma, maybe there's only Me'ila when you eat the Hegdashtaka. Just like Truma. It's a little bit easier reading. Ainli Ela Oichel, Nene Minayin, and then the Minayin goes further. So how do I know that? How do I know Achilosu V'Achilas Chaveiro? Hanoyosu V'Hanoyas Chaveiro? Hanoosu V'Achilas Chaveiro? I'll eat a chotzi pruta and tell you, and be mahane you a chotzi pruta. Achilos of anos chaveiro shemitzarfim zem ze afilu lezman merubo. Says Rashi and Tosis, zman merubo here means later in the day. Minayin, how do you know that? It's if you're going so tight from truma, these things shouldn't apply. Shtei medoch in truma. Ishki yechel kodesh, you have to eat a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. You can't eat half a kazayis now and half a kazayis later. I'll eat half a kazayis, you'll eat half a kazayis, we chayiv? Of course not, it's ridiculous. It's a regular Yisra achila. So you're telling me you're coming out of Truma. Truma's the big fountainhead of Me'ilah. No, hey, Bazei, how do you know all these halachas? Now, it's interesting. This quote here happens to be a Mishnah later. There are those who learned, it's not even the Brises, this is a quote at a Mishnah, and we're going to take it step by step now. How do you know all these things? Talmud Loma Timoil Mal Mikol Mokom Nefesh He simol mal v'chotem b'shkos. Simol mal is a ribui. So it's a ganz a mess over here. We start off with soita and avodah zorah. Then we have truma that gives us a lot of new stuff. Right? But we'll see later. We still remain with soita and with avodah zorah. Because l'maisa, me'il of hoitzor comes out of avodah zorah. Me'il of nen, when there is no kam, comes out of soita. Truma is telling us that in the basic case when it's both, you got to do both. It's also telling us all these other halachas and not b'mechubur, shliachos and shlichuso, and the pagam and all that. Look, how do you know these things that don't fit by truma? It's like I got another ribui, tim omal. So it's okay, you have them sometimes. How do you know which to what? That we got to figure out. Okay, now starts this strange gemara. It's like the gemara is almost reviewing what it said before. There are those who just don't have this piece of gemara because we said everything already. We've already included two people at two different times. We've already included that. We seem to be redoing it now. You can't have half achila today, half a later. That we just said that. So Rashi and Taisa Slam, because before we meant the same day. Here I'm giving you noch achidish. Even if I eat a half today and half tomorrow, what's the difference? Nobody knows. But that's how they read it. Timomal, imachet omer b'toyra pigimoso v'anoso be'echod, the same person minayin achilos chilas chavero, which we said already. V'afilim kana shoshon minayin, which we said already. So some achrayim learn because now we're saying both together, two people at two separate times a day afterwards. At Shalashonim, why Shalashonim? What's the Yichud Shalashonim? Nobody knows. It's a very strange price. This whole last piece is not there in the Torah's Koyanim. Many say it has to go out. Basically, we're just repeating this. At the end of the day, everything comes out that we want here. You can be Mitzaref Achilas, you can be Mitzaref Hanois, you can be Mitzaref people. But you do need Pagam and Nena in the same thing, Pagam and Nena happening at the same time. You can't have Pagam today and Nena tomorrow. You can have Pagam v'nena half today, Pagam v'nena half tomorrow. But you can't have Pagam today and then it tomorrow. You can't have Pagam in this thing and then in that thing. That's at the end of the day what we're coming out with. Yeah. Okay, one more shtick. We'll have a minute. Yeah. When you eat the truma, the Gemara sees it, you're making a nice truma. It's now l'choil. Min ha-kodesh l'kodesh. What? It's because it's ice. You knocked it out, I guess. Basically means you're not replacing it. The truma's gone. The truma's gone. No more truma. Min hakodesh l'kodesh, you shouldn't have me'ila min hakodesh l'kodesh. What does that mean? A very interesting thing. Keep going. Let's see this case very careful. Lokach. Now, usually, what's me'ila? I take hegdish gilt and I buy something with it. What happens over there? There, the hoitzur meshus l'shus knocks it out. The money goes out. That's my me'ila. When I spend the money, that's my me'ila. Right? I pick up $5 of hegdish and I buy a chayfes. That's the hoitzur meshus. As soon as I moitzu the money, it goes out. And that's my me'ila. And the money is not my hegdish. And of course, what I buy is certainly not hegdish. Here, what he did was, he bought something that's kodesh. Lokach, he took hegdish money, interesting guy, and he bought with it a korban. Lokach, kinezom, kinezovis, kineyildis, v'shokal shiklo, hevichatos of Hashomo, mina hegdish. Pischot, the word pischot goes in there, to mina hegdish. Kevin shahoitzi mo'al, divi Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda machi yizrek hadam. We'll see that in a minute. But the Gemara wants to know, maybe there should be no such a me'ila like this. Because chulin, it's called Yemoitzi Mikodesh L'choil. The way I understand it is that the truma is not there anymore. It's not the Kodesh is gone. So maybe that's the only time you'll have it by me'ila. That says, I take Egdish money and I buy a baseball bat with it. But here I bought Kodesh with it. Maybe there shouldn't be me'ila on that. Tamad lo matim al mal mikol mokim. Now, what is this? What is going on over here? You have a machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. I took hegdish money and I bought a korban chatas. Is my me'ila when I bring the korban? We'll go to that. There's different gears this year. When I bring the korban, hoitzi, when I get it. And Reb Yehuda says, achi yizrek hadam. What's going on over here, Chmin? Avad it should be as soon as you buy the korban, which is pashas what Reb Shimon means. What? let's say there is. So what? I don't need anon. So there is anon. It's a mishut. Why not? The money. The money's hegdish. I gave it to the cow salesman and I bought a cow for the chattas. Oh, hold on one second, just one thing. Bishkol Rishon, that should be the same as I saw for shoes, than if I take the money and buy a baseball bat. I happen to have bought a carbon that I'm used to my carbon. I took Hegdish's money and bought my carbon. It's a kunst this guy did here. I mean, he stole Hegdish money and he bought a carbon with it.
But they went out and bought something for the
Yeah, but here it doesn't switch over. Here it doesn't switch over. Because I have no right to do it, it doesn't switch over. I'm upset with Zachat. Hold on. But let's get the picture. That's the problem here. The meal should be right away when I buy the cow. So the sounds like this, that that's what the explain what you are saying here. It's not a portion of the thing, believe me. That Milas Hoitzor is exactly that, where I don't replace it. See, it doesn't happen automatically. Don't forget, I'm taking the animal, I'm saying I raise a chatos. It's a step in. We don't even know if the money goes out. We don't know what happens. There's a big haze in the corner. What happens to the money? Usually the money becomes chulin when I'm moil. According to Abiyud, I'm not moil to Zrika Sadam. Where's the money all that time? It's a very serious problem here. But let's put that on the side. Because what they say is, a lot of Achorim, the Chotzai makes it the clearest. Don't state that into Sant Nazach. That me'ilas hoitzos mishus l'shus. When I take money of hegdish and I buy some moitziat mishus a hegdish, that's me'ila. That's taka only where I don't replace it. But if something goes into hegdish in place of that money, that's taka not me'ilas hoitzos mishus l'shus, because I replaced it. So where is the me'ila then? Then you got to come on to the me'ila of hanor. That the Rabbi Neperetz explains it. There's a touch of Rabbi Neperetz appeared. The question between the Tanoim here is, when is it called Nene? Reb Shimon understands it's Nene when I get the Karm, because now I have my Karm. That is my Hano. And Reb Yehuda says, Ein Hano Shabel Abai is Achi Iskaper. Rebbe, that's Reb Shimon, came at Shiyoitzi Mo, came at Shiyoitzi Nene Balabais. This, the Bisod here is, it's a very big Kiddush, that Me'ilah of Hitzua Mershus of taking money of Hegdish is only Me'ilah when Hegdish doesn't get repaid. It's a very interesting idea. If I'm replacing it with another Hegdish, that's not Me'ilah of Hitzua Mershus L'shus. So it becomes Me'ilah of Hanor. Then already we have a Machlokes Tanoim. When's it called? I have my Hanor. I buy a Korm. When's the Hanor? If a Pshimon holds, I have my, just like when I buy any article, that's, I have Hanor. I have it. I acquired what I want. So I acquired my Korm. I'm ready to go. That's my Hanor. Rebbe Yehuda holds the Hanor of a Korm is the Kapor. And you're not called a Nene till the Zrik. The problem you brought up, or I brought up, whoever brought up, it's a matter of Chaim Rechim and them. What's with the money? Generally speaking, the rule is when you moil, the thing goes out to L'chulin. So according to Reb Shimon, it's good. As soon as I buy it, the money becomes chulin. Like that's a chicken again. According to Yehuda, the meal is not till later. Iluchura, the money becomes chulin by the zrika. That's a strange thing over there. Because then you never could have bought the carbon. You bought the carbon. He didn't get the money yet. It gets very complicated here. Don't think to make off toes now. How did I buy the animal? I gave him money. He doesn't have the money. It's not his money. It's English money. So usually when I do it, as soon as he... What? That's the problem. It shouldn't go out. Meal always goes out. That's a meat. That's a gemar psochem. As soon as your moila goes out, l'chul. That's the problem. Those are the problem. Achorayim are standing on the head here. How does it work? How does the whole thing work? In Reb Yehuda, how does the whole thing work? No, the money. Because the money's hegdish. The money's what I stole. I stole the money. It's not transferred. That's not an automatic transfer. There's no such thing. You can't do that. That's better kabayis, because that's how it works. They make opinion. That's what I'm stealing it here. Yeah, because that they're making the opinion. They're transferring it. Because they're doing it. I'm stealing it. When I steal money and I buy a baseball bat. The baseball bat becomes Kaddish. Of course not. That's cool. That's cool. That's me'ilah.